Let me introduce to you our treasurer and the chairman of the scholarship committee, Mr. Ray Wayne. Ray, come on my other side, okay? So that way I can get to the...
He's actually here this year. I'm actually here this year. As I said the other night, I think this is one of my favorite tasks in the organization. Peggy Elliott, who was the longtime chair of the National Scholarship Committee, for those who don't know, we have a national scholarship program in which we give awards of anywhere from $3,000 to $12,000 plus an all expense paid week at our national convention. And Peggy has often said that the most important thing that we give to the scholarship winners is ourselves and our organization, the National Federation of the Blind. And I really think that that is true, that we share our thoughts and our prayers and our good times and our struggles and our ideas with each of you. And we are glad that we've had the opportunity to meet with each of you and hear from you, and that we hope that the weekend has been beneficial to each of you. I know two of you have been to some NFB activities before, and two of you haven't. And it's nice to have new people, to have the opportunity to bring some new people to the convention. Our first two scholarships are donated by you, the members. The two scholarships after that are donated, or memorial scholarships donated by certain individuals in memory of relatives who've passed. The first scholarship is National Federation, and I'm going to ask each of you to come up, and I'll hand you a check and shake your hand, and a few other people will shake your hand, and you can say, each of you gets to say a few words. The first scholarship is in the amount of $500, and that goes to Herman Furman. And hopefully he'll get to purchase maybe some school equipment. Get it purchased.
No, come on up.
Why don't you guys all come up? We don't bite. We really don't.
We're up here.
We really don't bite.
Yes, sir.
Here you go.
Okay, I am here. I guess I'm on this. Where is the mic? Yeah. Thank you. I'd like to thank the Academy. Thank you so much. There you go.
The next scholarship also... Oops, I think I lost my mic. No, I'm on. The next scholarship, also also donated by the membership of the organization, is in the amount of $800, and that goes to Christine Bartimel. Dean, where are you?
Right here. I'm up here.
There you go. Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay. I've got it. Thank you so much. Sorry, I can't turn around the other way. The other one. I got another one now. Thank you so much, everybody. I really appreciate it. This will really help in school. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Awesome become the word of 2008 or something? I've been hearing awesome all weekend. Oh, I remember in the 80s. But the next scholarship is donated actually by members of my family and myself in honor of my dad. So I've called it the Raymond Val Wayne Scholarship, which is my name, but I'm Raymond Val Wayne III, and he actually went by Raymond Val Wayne. And he passed away in January of 2006, and he always valued education and encouraged all of his children, of which there were five, to get an education. In fact, my youngest sister left college and went to secretarial school, and my dad always grumbled about that. And I said, well, you know, Dad, we can't all be as smart as me. But that said, that award goes to Craig, $1,000, and it goes to Craig Eckhart.
Thanks, Ray. Come around? Well, okay. I will come around. All right. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, committee. And thank you for everyone on the committee for selecting me and supporting me. This whole educational endeavor is kind of an interesting experience. I'll just tell a quick story. I know people want to get out of here, so. But basically, my introduction into blindness was through the Federation and through the Colorado Center. And at that point, I was able to have the best of blind rehabilitation in terms of not only acquiring skills of blindness taught by people who actually knew what they were doing, but more importantly, I was able to get a reinforcement and positive attitude. You know, blindness isn't a catastrophe. It wasn't a disaster. It was just something that you were, and you have to adjust, and you get past it, and you live on, and that's it. There's no great, horrific thing about it. Now, I started going to Hunter College to pursue blind rehabilitation with orientation and mobility, partly because I had previous experience teaching at the Colorado Center. After I was a student for so many summers and a summer staff, the powers that be there thought that I was qualified enough to teach to travel to the adult program. So through that experience, I ultimately decided this was something I really enjoyed, so I'd go into the traditional blind rehabilitation model and get certified and be able to teach in New York City at one of the agencies. Now, the experience I've had with that has been kind of interesting because the philosophy I've noticed is very different. And before, when I was at the center, I would always hear stories about how things were so horrible. You know, blind agencies would treat blind people, be coddling, overprotective, things like this. But me being at the Colorado Center, I didn't experience any of that, so I didn't really know what that was like. Now, let me give you a couple examples of what I observed so far lately in this program. One class I'm taking in particular is a class on rehabilitation teaching, and we go over skills of blindness, cooking, sewing, cleaning, all that stuff. The instructor one day sat me down and he says, Craig, I don't recommend you teach Braille to adult students because statistics, and they like to use statistics show that 80% of all adults who learn Braille forget it within the first 2 years. So therefore, it's impractical to learn Braille. And this doesn't make sense because I was taught people who learn Braille, there's like a 90% employment rate of everyone who knows Braille. So why wouldn't you want to have them have as much opportunity for employment as you can? And keep in mind, the person who told me this is the director of one of the agencies in the city. You know, and so there's lots of examples. One more real quick one, in my orientation and mobility coursework, the first thing that they teach me, not how to use a cane, but how to use sighted guide, human guide, whatever you call it, hold on to an elbow of somebody, because that's the most safest, efficient, best way to travel ever. And that's, you know, it's just as bizarre, because at the Colorado Center, first day, put on your blindfold, take a cane, go. So it's definitely an interesting perspective, and it gives me more insight into what people were saying about before. So I won't hold you anymore, but I just wanted to say again, you know, I appreciate the constant support the Federation's given me over the years. I do intend to keep on supporting the Federation as well, and thank you again.
The final scholarship is donated by three people in loving memory of three relatives. And I know when I explain all this, it's going to sound like a soap opera to those who don't know, but I will, because I think that's appropriate, and I think that they're deserving, both people donating the scholarship and the people in whose memory they're being donated deserve the recognition. The scholarship is being donated by Carl Jacobson, Mindy Jacobson, and Linda Johnson, and the people in whose memory it's being donated, the first is Sally Jacobson, who was Carl's first wife and who passed away in 2002. She was also Linda Johnson's sister. The second, doing an order of passing, is Pam Jones, who was also Linda's sister and Carl's sister-in-law, and she passed away just over a year ago. And the third is Mindy's father, Stanley Fliegelman, who passed away September of this year. Sally was an active member of this affiliate and was also active in the Parents of Blind Children Division, and I never really had a chance to get to know either Pam or Stanley, but I know that Stanley did something right, because the result is here. And all of that said, and I think we all are grateful to the people who donated this award and are grateful for the gift that we have received from the people in whose memory that it's being donated. And I know the suspense is killing everybody, so the award is $1,200, and it's going to Katie Carroll. She's our Tony Parisi. She's our Parisi fellow. Tony Parisi was the first president of this affiliate, and he was the one who's alleged to have always said, "I'm Tony Parisi, and I'm here to debate anything debatable." And I never heard his voice, so if my voice impression is no good, I apologize. How many? Anybody? Who all remembers him? You guys have got those plaques. You probably remember him, right? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm really honored to get a scholarship that carries so much memory with it. It's really wonderful to be back in New York with all of you, and I really appreciate this scholarship. As I mentioned before, I'm studying abroad in France in the spring, and it's not an inexpensive endeavor. I'll be in Paris, so if anyone knows anyone staying there, I'd really like to know. It's good to have friends in a foreign place. Okay. And just thank you again. I'm just going to echo Dr. Maurer and say that this organization has really changed me. So thank you, and everyone have a safe trip home.
I just want to thank the committee, Romeo Edmead, Mike Robinson, Charlie Richardson, Mindy Jacobson, Kate Mendez, and I also want to thank, of course, for always for his input, Carl, and also for her hard work reading the applications and providing other information and assistance, Linda Johnson. And while I have the mic, on an unrelated subject, this announcement was made this afternoon, but I know at least one person who needed to hear it didn't hear it, and some of you may have forgotten who you are. The Excelsior, the board and executive committee of the Excelsior Association of the Blind will meet tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. At Denny's. I hate it too, but it's the only way I can get, believe me, I hate it. Anybody who knows me knows that I do not want to have a meeting on a Sunday morning at 7 o'clock, but it's the only way I can get 9 people together. And it'll be over breakfast and it should be short. Excelsior is a fledgling organization that we hope to build into something that can provide some new and exciting services to blind people, and certainly in the Federation philosophy. The members of the Excelsior Board, I am the chair, The vice chair is Joyce Carrico. The I'm going to get this title slightly wrong, but the treasurer is Linda Johnson. The secretary is Jim Benerbo. The other board members are Maria Garcia, Romeo Edmead, and Kate Mendez, and the director and executive director and deputy executive director are Carl Jacobson and Mindy Jacobson. And again, we'll meet. I checked with the restaurant. They do have tables big enough, they tell me, at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And also resolutions is at 8 o'clock in some room. Anybody who wants, who is interested enough in resolutions, it's the salon room, is welcome to come. The room where we had the guide dog lunch. Okay, I'm going to shut up now.